If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Spring into big savings on all Larson storm doors now at Menards. Larson doors are perfect to enjoy the fresh spring air. Whether you're looking for additional security or a screen door, we have what you need. They come in over 40 styles and 9 colors to choose from. Check out all Larson storm door options in store and find more great deals in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at
protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature. You need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
You're locked into Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss sports podcast with Ben Garrett and Billy Embody of the Ole Miss Spirit.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to a solo edition of Talk of Champions. I'm Billy Embody. Thanks for listening. Got a lot to get to today on the show, presented and powered, as always, by our friends at Riverland Roofing. Riverlandroofing.com. Reach out to them via text or call 662-644-4297. Really appreciate everything they do for us at the Ole Miss Spirit and Talk of Champions. So let's dive right in to the news that brings us on this Wednesday, May 21st, early summer day, and that is that Nico Bundolo, one of the best prospects in the entire country, has committed to Ole Miss. The prolific prep power forward told his agents, who told ESPN, that he had committed to Ole Miss. A top 30 overall prospect, a top 5 power forward in America. This is, I believe, the highest ranked recruit in Ole Miss history. Tylus Jordan, the 2025 fellow signee, or soon to be fellow signee, I suppose, is right there with him. 34th overall in the country. Again, it kind of depends on where you look, right? Like On3 is a little bit higher on Tylus Jordan, the 4-star big man out of Wheeler High School in the Peach State, than they are Nico Bundolo, but they're right there in that 34, 37 range. But Nico is the 30th overall prospect on the On3 industry ranking and a massive addition here for the Rebels. So Nico played at Prolific Prep, which, as Ben Garrett and I talked about earlier this week, one of the powerhouse programs in high school basketball. They're moving actually across the country to Fort Lauderdale, from Napa to Fort Lauderdale. Not so bad. But Bundolo averaged 11 points, 8 rebounds for Prolific Prep last year. He held offers from Ohio State, Michigan State, North Carolina, UConn, Notre Dame, Michigan, Alabama, Washington, Syracuse, LSU, Kentucky, Texas, Missouri, and Illinois. He had been signed with Washington and was released from that agreement, and he was able to go out and hit the recruiting trail. I believe Kansas State and St. John's were also in the mix. But our On3 recruiting analyst, Jamie Shaw, is very high on him, and you can see why Chris Beard and his staff went after him. Nico Bundolo is a skilled lefty with size. He's comfortable on the ball, pushing the break under control. His high school and AAU teams line him up at various spots in the half court and run the offense through him, which I think is a really nice piece of the addition of Nico Bundolo for Ole Miss. As an aside, he can also pass well. He processes well. He can shoot a jump shot, and his release are consistent with spot shooting. So he's got some things to clean up with as far as how long his shot takes to kind of get off, but that's some things that they can work on in college. And he's a really good area rebounder and can start the offense from there. So really nice prospect here. Most of the time with these high school big men, they do need to add some strength and some masks. So he'll get into Oxford this summer and do just that and bring his high motor. So I think he's a really well, obviously ranked and recruited prospect, but I think from a fit perspective for Ole Miss, this is a really strong culture fit for Chris Beard and his staff. So like this addition for sure, as the Ole Miss Rebels are now knocking on the door of a top 10 recruiting class. They're 11th nationally in that 2025 recruiting hall, and a really good, strong 25 class for Chris Beard. And you can't ever sleep on these, you know, late additions, especially the highly ranked ones, where you can get a player that has been playing some of their best basketball or their best, just game overall, and see how, you know, highly coveted they are, and that kind of be a nice telltale sign of how they could end up being in college. But Malik Dia and Eduardo Klafke return for Ole Miss, and you also have them adding in six transfers, the 2 4-star prospects that are in the class, and also Elias Carmandine. And somebody on the board asked, like, you know, where's his ranking, or it's dragging it down. Well, now with Nico Bundolo in, so On3 doesn't just reward like having the most commits, like 6 commitments in the class, and they're all highly recruited. And, Ole Miss or whoever does that gets the number one class because they had 6 players. They do it based on kind of an average. And, you know, you can kind of debate that a little bit on basketball, whether it's the right move or whatever. But you do have some really good stuff when it comes to, I think, just kind of balancing quality versus quantity. And so Ole Miss right now fits right in there perfectly because they have 3 commits that are ranked. We are going to get Elias Carmandine ranked, and so we'll see where he ends up, you know, for this class. But those international players, man, like, it's hard for colleges to scout them, you know, and they get years in advance. They get all this stuff. They obviously have resources to go out there. So most international prospects that you see, especially ones that end up committing like right before the summer, they'll get ranked after the fact, or they'll usually get ranked after the fact because some of those guys will go back to their pro league. So like, you ranked them in the class and put them in a ranking and it doesn't even matter. And then they've taken up a spot and then they're going to go play their Euro league again or something like that. So it's a hard thing to do with these international prospects that are actually playing international basketball to rank them from a recruiting class ranking perspective. So Elias Carmandine is going to get ranked. There was a little question on the board about that, and I answered it as honestly as I could. You know, they're going to go rank him, they're really, really in good shape for the class of 2025 now, with adding Nico Bundolo into the mix as a class of 2025 prospect. So really good stuff from Chris Beard and company. Do want to remind you guys, of course, to check out College Corner. The link in our bio is how you can help us and support College Corner as well. Check out all their Ole Miss gear. They've got an incredible, incredible run there of gear that's in store. Also, do want to shout out our friends at CSpire, home fiber, internet, wireless, and business services. They can get you hooked up and get you the connectivity that you need. So go to CSpire, that's the letter C, spire.com, and see where all they can help you set up, you know, your wireless needs and take care of your company. They've got IT expertise. So we appreciate CSpire for supporting Talk of Champions as well. As far as what's next for Ole Miss basketball, this is where it gets fun. You have probably one spot left, if we're being honest, because you look at the portal and, man, I mean, Ole Miss, I don't want to say lucked out, but there's not many Nico Bundolos sitting out there in the high school ranks. There's not much when it comes to elite talent sitting out there in the college basketball world, but there are players that are starting to go back to school and begin that process of getting ready for, you know, college. And so they've been doing the NBA draft stuff. Now they're getting into the return to college, and they've been in the portal. So they are kind of going through that process of getting their next spot figured out. But one player that I did want to highlight, and we really, it happened yesterday and really haven't gotten a word as much just yet on if he's going to be a true target here, but former Texas Tech wing forward Darian Williams did withdraw from the NBA draft earlier this week. He averaged 15.1 points per game, 5.5 rebounds per game, 3.6 assists per game last season. So he is going to instantly become one of the hottest names in the transfer portal. I don't know if he's necessarily a fit for what Ole Miss needs in a sense, but he's going to be super coveted. I mean, 6'6 or so, a Las Vegas native who ended up at Texas Tech. He played at Nevada as well, and a really talented player, now listed as the third best available player in the transfer portal now, behind PJ Haggerty and RJ Lewis in there. So this is a really big piece that has withdrawn from the withdrawn from the NBA draft. So he has made the decision that he is coming back, and I would imagine Texas Tech will want him back, but we'll be interested to see obviously what happens next for Darian Williams, because he is going to be really coveted in the transfer portal. But I mean, I feel like anytime there's a Texas Tech connect, you know, that's at least worth mentioning that he is, you know, I guess one of the top guys in the transfer portal. Kansas, NC State are involved there as well. So he's going to have the who's who after him. But that's not the only player that we're keeping an eye on at the Ole Miss Spirit. You know, another one that we've watched closely is Desmond Claude. And he's kind of done a bunch of visits. He's been kind of around on a bunch of recruiting boards as a whole, but he's still available, which is really important. I think Ole Miss would love to have a ball handler involved, but we'll kind of see. I would say they're going to look for a best available, but you got to imagine you would now want a highly touted point guard to come in. So he did take an Alabama official visit this past weekend, from what I understand. So they're in the mix. Florida hosted him, but they're no longer in pursuit. Ole Miss has been kind of hanging around. We'll see what happens here with Desmond Claude, who averaged 15.8 points per game, 3.5 rebounds, 4.2 assists for USC this year. He shot 48% from the field, 30% from three-point range. He began his career at Xavier and has 1 year left. So really intriguing name in the transfer portal. And we'll kind of dig around and we'll see what else sources can share with us. It's that really difficult time of year where you have so much on the line for this final spot. You have so much that you could really, you have so much just on the line when it comes to recruiting these guys. And sometimes when things slip and loose lips sink ships, I mean, even Nico Bundolo, the visit got out or whatever, and you're kind of sitting there and you're saying, okay, all right, you know, they, it seems like they've been in position there now that they had him on campus, but it was kind of weird. A couple of days were going by and I was like, oh God, no, like let's not have this happen again for Ole Miss. But no, they were able to close on Nico Bundolo, but I'm sure for this final spot in particular, if they're going transfer portal, they are going to keep it fairly under wraps. So we'll see what fun magic Chris Beard has up his sleeve for that final spot. But
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
do want to shift over to a little recruiting as well. Do make sure that you are on the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com. Sign up for just $1 today. You join the message board. It's a great time, great community on there. We appreciate all of you guys who have jumped on board with us. But recruiting never sleeps, and Ole Miss has been pretty active dishing out offers lately. And one of the offers that I did want to highlight that, you know, came to be earlier this week from Ole Miss is one of they're now top targets, I think it's safe to say, in the class of 2026, and that is out of the Baylor School in Chattanooga. And Ole Miss has had it a lot of success there, and obviously signed Shakai Mills-Knight out of there last year, and he is going to get a chance to make an impact early this year. But Jamayan Theodore, I think I nailed that, but he's been rising up the recruiting rankings and recruiting boards really for colleges over the course of this spring. Ole Miss is offered. Tennessee is offered, I believe, Georgia Tech, Louisville, plenty of others that have been right there in the mix for him. And Ole Miss has been watching very closely here. I mean, they've really had him on the radar for quite some time. And we will see kind of how that one goes from there. But they weren't done. They've dished out quite a few offers as well lately. So I kind of want to run down some key ones that jumped out to me off the hop. And one of them is Bryson Sanderson. And no, not out of Oxford, Alabama, not out of Oxford, Mississippi, but Oxford, Alabama did pick up an offer in the class of 2027. He's been on campus now a couple times, and somebody that they really feel like they're in the mix for. So they went by this spring and saw him practice. So they were able to go ahead and get fresh eyes on him, a fresh eval, and they went ahead and dished out the offer to Bryson Sanderson, who's a really, really, I think, talented prospect that Ole Miss is obviously high on, but they're certainly making a little bit more of a priority as of late as they've gone out on the recruiting trail. And if you see him on tape, I mean, you got to like what you're seeing here. Interior offensive lineman, you know, has a good mind for pass protection, and really, if you're watching on YouTube, you know, feels that blood in the water and was able to go out and take it to him. So I like the offer. He's picking up a lot of steam. Auburn's in the mix. He's starting to get it rolling in recruiting. And so keep an eye on 2027 offensive lineman Bryson Sanderson. And keeping it with the class of 2027, we talked earlier this month about a commitment for the Rebels, and that's Trey Collins. And he rose up the ranks. The Hazelhurst, Mississippi prospect rose up the ranks into a top 200 overall prospect for On3 in our updated On300 rankings. And I spoke with Cody Belair and Charles Power, our two national scouts and directors of, you know, rankings and all those things. And I asked him, you know, what'd you like about him? He's just long. He's got room to add weight. He can move. He's got great ball skills. I mean, he plays multi-sport as well. So that's kind of in a nutshell what led to him moving up. And then Ole Miss's other 2024 commitment is LaMarcus Jones, the top offensive lineman in the country. He still sits inside the On300 there. Look, Ole Miss is in a really good spot early on in 2027. If you didn't see the piece I put up last week on the site, go check it out. But there's a few prospects that Ole Miss is all over, and I got to highlight a couple of them as well in the class of 2027 that we've seen, you know, really rise up the ranks when it comes to their recruiting rankings. And Ole Miss, of course, has Trey Collins, one of them committed. But the big one I want to highlight is right in the state of Mississippi, Brookhaven, Mississippi, 2027 edge prospect Derwin Fields. He moved up all the way to 77 overall in the class of 2027. Really, really talented prospect that Ole Miss is recruiting and, you know, hoping to obviously keep in state and join Randall Joyner's talented room. So keep an eye on Ole Miss there. Florida, USC, Auburn, plenty of others are already in the mix and chomping at the bit to get involved there. And then another prospect that Ole Miss was by to see this spring was Lawrence Britt out of Memphis, Tennessee. He's one of the top wide receiver linebackers. I mean, he can really play it all, but we've decided to go ahead and rank him as a receiver. So keep an eye on kind of where he goes long-term. He lines up at running back, plays receiver. He has great ball skills and doesn't really even play the position full-time. So when you look at what he does on the field, he's young enough where he could even be a 2028 prospect, but he's the overall package. I mean, the measurables, the high motor, the speed, all of those things. So Lawrence Britt is certainly one to watch in the state of Tennessee, right up the road from Ole Miss. And then you go over to Nashville and Brentwood Academy, and Keyshawn Bowman is the other big riser that I wanted to highlight here in the podcast for you. And he was another one, ranked as a corner, ends up being a full-fledged wide receiver as a sophomore, caught over 1,000 yards worth of balls and 8 touchdowns. He had great ball skills and has good size and catch radius when it comes to what he was able to showcase at Under Armour's Nashville camp earlier this spring. So rankings time never really stops for Ole Miss, and make sure you guys hit up the Ole Miss Spirit and join us on the site. Hang out with us. We've got all sorts of content going up every single day. Of course, the Rebels kick off their time in Hoover this evening, so it's a great time to be on the site chatting about that. But it's also that peak time in recruiting where the Rebels are getting ready to host some of their top targets for official visits. So we'll have that covered heavily, especially after Memorial Day weekend. But look, we've talked a lot about, you know, the tight end position and where things stand there. But I want to highlight a trio of prospects right now that are set to make their official visit next weekend to Ole Miss. And quite frankly, I think the Rebels could come away with maybe even all three of them if things go right. But let's jump right in here to one prospect that Ole Miss went and saw this week. John Garrison's maybe fastest rising target in the class of 2026. It's Tyreek Jemison from the state of Georgia. We're seeing that. It's a big theme out of Dallas, Georgia, Paulding County. He has Ole Miss set to be his first official visit. And I really think the Rebels are trending in the right position. And if they can get him on board, that would be a really nice land. They do have to contend with Georgia Tech, Kentucky, North Carolina, but Ole Miss has really prioritized him in a big way. And we're seeing, I think, the fruits of some of that labor come to fruition there for, or potentially come to fruition there for John Garrison on this recruitment. Another one that's blown up is Tyler Chukwuma out of South Paulding in Douglasville, Georgia. He's one of the top offensive linemen in the state this spring in terms of blowing up. He does have kind of an interesting run of programs after him. Cincinnati, UCF, Minnesota, Ole Miss is in there. USF is in there. They've got some, UCF as well. But Ole Miss, I would say if they like what they see on campus and he wants to commit, I would imagine Tyler is allowed to commit. So keep an eye on him. And we've talked about this. They need to nail the offensive line class. Where do you do that? You got to get your guys from Mississippi. And one of those that'll be on campus next weekend, the 30th, that first summer weekend of official visits, is Donnell Robinson from Holmes County in Lexington, Mississippi. One of the top interior offensive linemen in the country is set to take his official visit to Ole Miss. Again, they were by to see him earlier this spring and got in front of him and spent some time at the high school. So they keep the press on for all of those guys. Things could be, you know, going really, really well by the end of the weekend for John Garrison. So those are a trio of offensive linemen that are going to be among the visitors in town that next weekend. So keep an eye on that. We'll keep you all up to date on the latest when it comes to official visitors as those continue to get set. And let's finish off this podcast a little bit shorter, but did want to get you guys a quick pod and go into one of the biggest targets of the recruiting cycle for Ole Miss and a guy that they have to have. They have to have this guy, and it's Deuce Gerolds, the four-star defensive lineman and Ole Miss legacy. Ben Garrett and I talked about him maybe earlier this week or maybe last week, but Ole Miss is locked in quite the battle here. You know, Ohio State's making him a big priority. Miami's involved. You've got kind of the who's who of spending on defensive linemen involved in LSU, Alabama, Oklahoma. But Ole Miss has locked in his official visit. It's going to be June 6th, and that is a big weekend already for Ole Miss. So make sure, again, you sign up for the site. It's just $1 for your first week and a couple bucks, few bucks after that. So he'll go to LSU, where his dad was born and raised, May 30th. He'll lead off there. Then he'll hit Ole Miss and then Oregon and Ohio State, and he's looking at a couple other trips potentially, but as of now, that's it for Deuce Gerald's, a must-get for Randall Joyner. I would say it's Ole Miss, Ohio State, and we do have him pegged as of right now to end up a Rebel, so they've got to do whatever you got to do in today's day and age to make sure that happens, because that is a massive piece to the puzzle for Randall Joyner and his staff, so and his defensive line room, so we'll keep an eye on that. But I hope you guys enjoyed this down and dirty Ole Miss recruiting podcast, and we'll drop a lot more of them. Ben Garrett, we're going to have Austin Simmons on the podcast. He had a scheduling conflict on Tuesday, so we had to push back to Wednesday. So looking forward to having Austin Simmons on. So hit that subscribe button to the YouTube channel, but also come over to the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com. Sign up for just $1 today and join us. We have a great time on the site. Talk some Ole Miss sports and recruiting, and whatever else you want to talk about, we'll hit on. So hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. We'll catch you guys again with another edition of Talk of Champions with Ole Miss quarterback Austin Simmons. So stay tuned for that, as Ben Garrett will be chatting with the new Ole Miss starting QB. So hope you guys enjoyed this episode. We'll catch you next time. Thanks for listening.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.